Welcome to Grace Bible Study. Would you turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. Now today, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the day that Christ died. Okay? The day that Christ died. Now a lot of people believe He died on a Friday. Some people believe He died on Thursday. Some people believe He died on a Wednesday. Okay? So what we're going to do, it's a short study. We're just going to go through the Scriptures real quick, and we're going to see exactly what day that Christ died on. And before I get going here, it's not a very critical thing. As long as you believe Christ died and paid for your sins, it doesn't matter what day He died on, but it makes a good Bible study. Go to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. In Luke chapter 18, I want you to notice in verse 31, the Bible says, "And He took unto Him the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For He shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge Him, and put Him to death, and the third day He shall rise again." So what we have here is we have Scripture telling us that on the third day that Jesus Christ said He was going to rise again from the dead. So what we have here, let's find more Scripture to find out what day He rose from the dead. All right. Now I want you to go to the book of John, and go to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. In John chapter 20, I want you to notice verse 1. It says, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre." So what we have here is we have Mary Magdalene going on the first day of the week. Okay, now the first day of the week would be a Sunday. So what we have here is that Jesus Christ rose from the dead on a Sunday. Mary Magdalene went out there before it was daylight, and she saw that the stone was taken away. So what we have here is the typical scenario is that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead on a Sunday morning, and then he rose on the third day. So if you take Sunday and you go back 3 days, well, Sunday would be the third day, and then we have Saturday would be the second day, and then Friday would be the first day, or the day that Christ died for our sins, okay? So what I want you to do right now, I want you to look on the screen. I want to show you a chart. Now, this chart shows the Friday death, okay? And what we have here is we have the first day being the 14th, the Friday the 14th. Then we have the second day is Saturday. Then we have the third day is Sunday, okay? Now, this is the typical belief about Christ dying and paying for sins and what day He died on. Now, watch. I want to take you to, I'll tell you what, let's go to Genesis first, and I want to show you something. In Genesis chapter 1, I want you to notice in verse 5, it says, "And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." Now, I want you to notice here that in God's time, in the Jews' time, the evening comes before the morning, okay? So what we have here is we have the evening comes first, and then the morning. I want you to notice verse 8, "And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day." Notice in verse 13, "And the evening and the morning were the third day." So what we have here is at nighttime, when nighttime falls, that starts the new day, okay? So what we have is the evening and the morning, and that's how the days start. Now, I want you to also, let's tell you what, let's go to Exodus. Exodus chapter 12. All right, I want you to go to Exodus chapter 12. I tell you what, let's start at verse 1. It says, And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year unto you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of the month ye shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, and ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread and with bitter herbs, and they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden it all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it in the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. This is the Lord's Passover. Okay? Now this Passover meal right here represented the time when the children of Israel were in the land of Egypt, and the death angel, or whatever you want to call it, came there and killed all the firstborn. But if you had the blood on your posts and stuff, then the death angel would pass over your house and your firstborn would be okay. All right, well, Jesus Christ is the Passover lamb, okay, which we'll get into in just a moment. Now, but I want you to notice that he died, or this was done on the 14th day of the first month, okay? Notice in verse 6 again. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. All right? So we know for a fact that Jesus Christ was the Passover lamb, and he died on the 14th day of the first month. Go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, I want you to notice in verse 7, it says, Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So what we have here is we have Scripture telling us that Jesus Christ is our Passover. Okay? And when Jesus Christ died, he died on the 14th day of the first month. He was the Passover lamb. So what we have here is, I want you to look back on the screen, and what we have is we have this graphic here of showing the Friday death, okay? We have, if you notice there, we have the Friday is the 14th day of the first month. Saturday would be the 15th, and the 16th would be Sunday, okay? If you'll notice, we have little red lines on the screen, and each one of these red lines represents the beginning of a new day. So what we have is the little red line starting, then we have the night, and then we have the day, and you'll see there, though, you'll see the little cross on that Friday. That cross represents when Jesus Christ died. Okay, and then we have the next day, which is, you'll see have the night and then the day, and then you'll have Sunday, which you'll see the night and the day. And you'll notice there we have some little numbers there, some ones and some twos, because it causes a problem here. I wanted to show you this. Now watch, I want you to go to Matthew. Let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. In Matthew chapter 12, I want you to notice in verse 39, Matthew chapter 12, verse 39, the Bible says, But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. So we notice in verse 40 that Jesus said that he was going to be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So let's look at this graphic one more time about the Friday sacrifice, okay, when Christ died on a Friday, all right? So if we put him here dying on a Friday, notice we have him dying during the day. Well, that would be one day. So then we have the Saturday, we'd have the one night, and then we have the second day, and then we have the second night, and then we put Jesus Christ rising there before daylight on the Sunday. So what happens is that only gives us one day, which would be Friday. The second day would be Saturday. So it gives us only 2 days that he was in the heart of the earth. And you'll notice two nights in the heart of the earth. All right, so this is not going to work, people. We have Scripture telling us that Jesus Christ is going to be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. All right, so what we have here is, let's find out for a moment what time in the during the day that Christ died. So what we have here, let's go to the book of Mark. Mark explains it really good. All right, book of Mark, I want you to go to chapter 15, Mark chapter 15. All right. Now, I want you to, what we're going to do, we're going to divide the day up. Let's say the nighttime lasts 12 hours and the daytime lasts 12 hours, okay? So what we're going to do is I want to show you about what time Jesus Christ was crucified. They took Jesus Christ and on that Passover day, and they brought him to Pontius Pilate, and I want you to notice in Mark chapter 15, verse 25, it says, "And it was the third hour, and they crucified him." Now, they crucified Jesus Christ during the day, but it was the third hour of the day. So from about morning, when daybreak happens, about 6 o'clock, so about the third hour would be about 9 o'clock in the morning, okay? So what happens is, the Bible tells us that it was the third hour, and they crucified him. Now, I want you to go to verse 34. "And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" So what we have here is, let's go down to verse 37. "And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost." So what we have here is we have Scripture telling us that they crucified the Lord Jesus Christ at the third hour of the day, and then he died at the ninth hour of the day, which would be about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. All right. So what we have here is Jesus Christ was on the cross for 6 hours before he died. Okay, and he died about the ninth hour of the day, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That gives us about 3 hours before the following day. Okay, so what we have one more time, let's look at the Friday graphic here. And we have Jesus Christ. Now, if you look at the little cross there, it's about 3/4 of the way through the little white space there, which represents the day. And that shows us that Christ died about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But if you'll notice here, we don't have 3 days and three nights, him being in the heart of the earth. So this is not going to work. So what happens is a lot of people say, they take the Scripture in Matthew and go, oh, well, he had to be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. So they go, well, 24 and 24 and 24, well, that's 72 hours. So Jesus Christ had to be in the grave 72 hours. So a lot of people figure that he had to be in the grave 72 hours because of what the Scripture says, all right? And the only way you could possibly make him be in the grave for 72 hours is you would have to have him dying on a Wednesday, okay? So what we're going to do, I want you to look on the screen right here, and I'm going to show you a graphic of him dying on a Wednesday, okay? So what we have here is we're going to put the 14th day of the first month on a Wednesday, okay? The 15th would be Thursday, the 16th Friday, the 17th Saturday, and the 18th Sunday. Now, the people that teach that Jesus Christ died on a Wednesday, and they know he died about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, well, they say he had to die, he was in the heart of the earth 72 hours, okay? Well, that would put Jesus Christ raising from the dead on a Saturday afternoon, which wouldn't make much sense at all, okay? But that's the way they do it. They say, well, he had to be in the grave 72 hours. And I want to try to explain something to you, okay? It never says he had to be in there 72 hours, okay? But it did say 3 days and three nights. Now, I always tell people, I always ask them this question. I always ask them, I say, well, did you work today? And they say, well, yeah. I say, well, how many hours did you work? They say, well, 8. I'm going to say, well, you didn't work today then. Because in order for you to work today, that means you have to work 12 hours. Daylight lasts 12 hours, so that means you have to work 12 hours in order to work a day. And people say, well, I did work today. I worked 8 hours. So what I'm trying to show you is, Jesus Christ can be in the grave. He doesn't have to be in the grave 12 hours to make him in there for a day, okay? Jesus Christ can be in that grave for 3 hours and still be in the grave that day, all right? Now watch. I want to take you to... Let's go to the book of John. In the book of John, I tell you what, this is not where we want to go. We want to go to the book of Luke. Hang on. Let's go to the book of Luke. All right, go to the book of Luke, and I want you to notice in chapter 24, Luke chapter 24. Okay? In Luke chapter 24, I want you to notice in verse 1, it says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass that they were much perplexed about, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, they bowed down their faces to the earth and said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. All right, and they remembered his words. So what we have here is we have Jesus Christ being raised again on that first day of the week, which is a Sunday, okay, before daylight. All right, now I want you to go down to verse 13. It says, And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another, and as you are walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. Now watch verse 21. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Okay, so what we have here is we have these people. They didn't know Jesus Christ was walking with them, but they're telling him, and it says, besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. So what we have here is we have the first day of the week. It's the same day, and these people are saying this is the third day since these things were done. All right. Now, I want you to look back on this Wednesday chart, and this is the chart that shows that Christ died on a Wednesday. Now, what you see here on the Sunday, all right, I want you to notice the Sunday, the first day of the week, you'll see the third day since these things were done. All right. So if Sunday was the third day since these things were done, that would make Saturday the second day since these things were done. And that would make Friday the first day since these things were done. All right? Well, that would make Thursday what? The same day these things were done. Okay? I want you to notice Wednesday doesn't even fit in the picture here. All right? This scripture shows us for sure that Wednesday was not the day that Christ died. We know it wasn't Wednesday. We know it wasn't Friday. Well, what does that leave us? Okay? That leaves us with Thursday. All right? So what I'm going to do is show you a chart that shows you Christ dying and paying for our sins on a Thursday. Now watch. Look at this chart. And what we have here is we have Christ dying on a Thursday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's raised from the dead on Sunday morning before daylight, all right? I want you to notice down at the bottom of the chart, we have Thursday, which is the same day these things are done. Friday would be the first day since these things were done. Saturday would be the second day since these things were done. And Sunday would be the third day since these things were done. All right? Now, I want you to notice Thursday would be the 14th day of the first month. Okay? What's 14 plus 3? 14 plus 3 is 17. Okay? Then that makes Sunday the 17th. All right? All that lines up. All right? Now, here's something I want to show you that a lot of people don't catch. Okay? Some people say, well, Christ died and the Sabbath was the very next day, okay? Well, they say, well, the Sabbath is the first day of the last day of the week, and then the next day is the first day of the week. So a lot of people say, well, it had to be Friday because they had Friday, then the Sabbath day, and then the first day of the week. But watch, there's a lot of things that people don't know. I want you to go to Leviticus, all right? Let's go to Leviticus. Hang on. All right, I want you to go to Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23. All right, Leviticus chapter 23. I want you to notice in verse 5, it says, in the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. Okay, we already discussed that. We knew that. Okay, the 14th day of the first month is the Passover. But watch what the very next day is. Now watch. All right. The very next day is, notice in verse 6, and on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. And the first day you shall have a holy convocation, you shall do no servile work therein. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. And then the seventh day is a holy convocation, you shall do no servile work therein. So what we have here is the 15th day of the first month, which is the very next day after the Passover, okay? That was a Sabbath day. You could not do any work on that day. It was a high Sabbath, okay? Now, on your regular Sabbath, which is the last day of the week, every Saturday is a Sabbath day, okay? But you also had special Sabbaths during the year, all right, that you had to keep, all right? The 15th day of the first month was one of those. It was a high Sabbath day, all right? Now, watch. I want you to go to the book of John. Go to John chapter 19. I want you to notice in verse 30. John chapter 19, verse 30 again. It says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So what we have here is Jesus Christ died on the Passover. He died on the 14th day of the first month, okay? Well, the very next day is the 15th day of the first month, which is what? It is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, okay? It is a high Sabbath, all right? It is a day where you're not supposed to do any work, okay? So what we have here is, let's look back on the chart. This is the Thursday chart. All right. We have Christ dying on the 14th day of the first month, which is on a Thursday. We have the 15th day of the first month, which is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That is a high Sabbath day. Okay. And then the very next day is your regular Sabbath day, which would be Saturday. So what we happen to have this year, all right, we have two Sabbath days in a row. So they could not go to the sepulcher and anoint him with spices. Okay, because they couldn't do any work, and that was considered work on the Sabbath day. So what they had to do, they had to hurry up, put him in the grave, all right, and they had to wait two Sabbath days before they could go to the sepulcher and anoint the body. But when they went there, he wasn't there. He had risen from the dead. So what we have here is we have scripture that tells us that Jesus Christ could not have died on a Friday because he had to be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. It won't work on a Friday. Okay, he didn't die on a Wednesday because the Bible says that Sunday was the third day since these things were done. And that would make it Wednesday 2 days before the first day would happen. So that Wednesday is completely out of the picture, people. It happened on a Thursday afternoon. Christ died at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, died and paid for our sins. If you look back on this chart, you'll notice here we have 1 day, then one night, then 2 days, then two nights. We got 3 days, then three nights in the heart of the earth, just like it says in Matthew chapter 12, all right? So Christ died on a Thursday, all right? A lot of people celebrated on Friday. A lot of people celebrated on Wednesday, but Christ died on a Thursday. Now, does this really matter? No. What matters is if you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believing He died and paid for your sins at Calvary, it doesn't matter what day you think He died on, as long as you believe He died and paid for your sins. Go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. In Romans chapter 10, the Bible says in verse 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you got to do is trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believing He died and paid for all your sins at Calvary. It doesn't really matter what day He died on, okay? But the thing is, it makes a good Bible study, all right? And I hope you enjoyed the study today. Remember, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.